So you had a couple papers in this past year regarding management of the axilla, one in the Lancet, current approach to the axilla in patients with early stage breast cancer, and another in the Annals of Surgical Oncology, optimizing surgical management of the axilla after neoadjuvant therapy. Can you talk about both of those scenarios and what you think maybe some of, if there are any myths or misperceptions out there about that?
Yeah, so clearly I think the area of how we manage the axilla in patients that receive neoadjuvant chemotherapy has undergone significant evolution. For years, we had a big debate about should we do a central lymph node biopsy before or after neoadjuvant chemotherapy for patients that present with clinically negative axilla. After long debate, I think the majority now, the consensus is to do the central lymph node biopsy after neoadjuvant chemotherapy. The reason for that is to essentially capitalize on the downstaging effect of neoadjuvant chemotherapy. We have a lot of evidence to say that in clinically non-negative patients, the central lymph node biopsy works as well before neoadjuvant chemotherapy as well as after. In other words, the accuracy is the same. So because of that, the main reason is if you do it before, sometimes you may find then patients that have subclinically involved axillary nodes that you potentially then commit them to an axillary dissection because, you know, then particularly if they undergo mastectomy or if they have triple negative or more unfavorable profile. So after long debate, we like to do the central lymph node biopsy after neoadjuvant chemotherapy. And we believe that the clinical characteristics, the performance characteristics of central lymph node biopsy are actually very good after neoadjuvant chemotherapy for these patients. Now, the debate happens also, what happens to patients that have clinically positive axilla, or you do an ultrasound or fine needle aspiration and it's positive, and you want to give them neoadjuvant chemotherapy. Well, as you know, nowadays, the majority of patients that get neoadjuvant chemotherapy are triple negative or HER2 positive, or maybe a high recurrence score or high riskier positive patient. Now, those patients, though, have significantly higher rates of pathologic complete response nowadays. In the HER2 positive setting, upwards of 50, 60, even 70%, triple negative, if you add carboplatin, close to 50%. So those patients have a good opportunity to actually sterilize their axillary nodes and convert them from positive to negative. So by doing the sentinel lymph node biopsy after neoadjuvant chemotherapy, we have the ability to actually downstage the axilla and reduce the extent of the morbidity of an axillary dissection. Now, for these patients, we had prospective trials to look at the performance characteristics of sentinel lymph node biopsy, the ACOSOG Z1071, the Centina trial, and the Canadian trial, SNFNAC trial, all of which had shown that when you do that, when you take patients with positive nodes before, you give them neoadjuvant chemotherapy, the nodes become clinically negative, and then you do a central lymph node biopsy, the false negative rate is a little higher, but mostly is dependent on the number of removed lymph nodes. If you remove more than two lymph nodes, the false negative rate falls into the single digits, which is essentially what we see from the NSABP B32 years ago. So there are some ways of optimizing the management of these patients. First of all, removing at least two, preferably three, sentinel lymph nodes. Do a dual mapping. More importantly nowadays, though, the biggest development is the fact that when we do a biopsy of the lymph nodes before neoadjuvant chemotherapy, we put a marker in the nodes. And when you identify the clipped node or the marked node and you remove this node, then the false negative rate drops significantly, almost 2-3%. 4% in some series. So this is what we call now targeted axillary dissection. In other words, we do the lymphatic mapping, we do the sentinel lymph node biopsy after neoadjuvant chemotherapy, but also we make every effort to remove the node that was marked before to make sure that the node that was positive is now removed and examined. And if that node is negative, then I think we have a good chance of not having a false negative sentinel node. In addition, some studies have shown that if you employ immunohistochemistry after neoadjuvant chemotherapy and remove any non-sentinel nodes, if the sentinel node is positive, even by immunohistochemistry, you actually don't increase so much the unnecessary axillary dissection rate, but you improve on your false negative rate. In other words, the sentinel lymph node may be involved with micrometastasis or isolated tumor cells, but other lymph nodes will be involved as well. That's not an unnecessary axillary dissection. So this is how we manage patients now that present with a positive axilla, and we can convert them to negative axilla after neoadjuvant chemotherapy.